Hi, I'm Avery.
And I'm Asante.
And this is Zillennial Moms. So today's episode is going to be about finding sense of self as a mom. So I'm going to get right into it. Let's talk about how and why this is even possible. Like, why do women lose their selves when they become moms?
I feel like women lose their self when they become moms because it becomes all about the baby. Like, from the time you leave the hospital with your child, it's a constant, I have to get it done for my child. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I have to feed the baby. I have to change the baby diaper. I have to get up every so-and-so hours to make sure the baby is okay. You know what I'm saying? So it's easy to get lost in that because you do it consistently.
Yeah, like, it's a 24-hour responsibility.
Literally 24 hours.
And I also feel like there's pressure to overachieve or to be perfect as a mom.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
And I don't know. And in that sense, like how you were saying, like, it's a constant, like, I want to make sure my child's okay. I got to do this. I got to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the pressure to be perfect. I feel like women, we need to start asking for help when we need the help.
Exactly.
We do.
Uh-huh.
And we talked about this before, like with mommy guilt and stuff, but I feel like, I know for me personally, I felt guilty at times asking for help, or like I was weak, or like I shouldn't have to ask for help. I should have it figured out because I'm mom.
Exactly. Exactly. Or even just for instance, someone like me, I guess you could say in a way I'm prideful, but it's because I like things done a certain way, if that makes sense.
Yes.
I like for my laundry to smell a certain way. So it took a lot for me to ask somebody to simply just help me with my laundry. You know what I'm saying? Because right. I like it to smell a certain way. So I know if you don't put this amount of Tide Pods in it, it's not going to smell like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it also comes with being okay with
not being in control.
Exactly.
I'm like that too. Or like you said, like a certain way, like, you know, I'm the dynamic between me and Harlow is different than with me and Chris. Because it's mother daughter. Like, she's a girl.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
Usually I'm the one who dresses her or do her hair.
Right.
But there are times when I'm like, hey, Chris, do you mind dressing her while I get ready? And there'll be times she comes out the room and I'm like, why'd you put that on her? Why does her hair look like that? And he's like, dang, like, you want me to help or not? And I'm like,
exactly.
You're right. Like, you got my baby looking crazy, but you're right.
Exactly. That's funny. But yeah, that also ties into making time for things that are essential.
Oh, yes. Yo. I feel like moms do not, like, your basic needs, your utmost basic needs are what? Food and sleep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And water. There are times where I'm like, did I drink water today?
Literally. Mm-hmm. Or even simply a shower. I died to take a shower.
Well, why is that? We need to normalize that a shower is not, like, a regular shower is not self-care for a mom. Like, I would literally be like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to get into the shower, and I'm like, this isn't normal.
It's not normal. I feel like when you have a kid, you really don't realize what you have until it's gone.
No, literally. We talked about this last episode.
Exactly.
Yes, we did. There's just so much sacrifice. Yeah, because you're less selfish. Mm-hmm. No matter what age you are, but you become selfless instead of selfish.
Mm-hmm.
But
for sure.
I don't know. I feel like prioritizing you, though, isn't being, because selfish has such a negative attachment to it. People associate selfishness with something negative, typically.
Right.
But I look at it like this, like if mom isn't prioritizing her basic needs, which are eating and sleeping, mommy's not going to be happy. And if mommy's not happy, the household isn't going to be happy.
And that's
Yes, that is
selfish.
selfish. You're going to be irritable. You're going to be yelling at your kids, yelling at your spouse. It's not going to be a fun time. You're going to be just not pleasant to be around. Nobody wants to be around
Exactly.
that. And it's sad because then your kids, who are dependent on you, it's not like they could pick up and move. They have to deal with you.
Exactly.
Yes, I think that's a good one.
For
Prioritize
sure.
your essential needs first. And people underestimate sleep.
Yeah, for sure. I was just gonna say basic needs, and sleep is a part of that basic need,
Yes.
you know? Sleep is definitely a part of it
Sleep is like,
because you feel like when the baby is asleep, you can try to get things done, or you want to try and get everything done, which goes back to it's okay to ask for help and it's okay not to get everything done. It is okay.
Yeah. I think, yeah, sleep is vital
For
for a
sure.
lot, for your health, for your mental well-being. Yes, it is vital. So, aside from your basic, essential needs, like your utmost needs to survive, I guess you can say, hobbies and activities are important too as a mom. You
For sure.
definitely need something that's just mommy. And I know my mom growing up, my mom always had a hobby. I mean, she went from making all natural soaps and selling those on the side to making handmade jewelry. Then she went to making primitive home decor. And now she does her little Cricut projects and she makes like t-shirts and hoodies and mugs and all kinds of stuff.
Shout out to Miss Kim.
Right.
She's always doing something.
And she would be excited. I'd be like, why are you excited to go make soap? But I didn't understand it because I was young and I was childless. But now I understand those simple things give you relief. Not just, and I want to say relief from motherhood because it sounds bad, but it gives you downtime. It gives you sense of self. And it's just the little things. It didn't matter how small it was, she was just happy to make her soap. And I was like, all right, mom, you got it. But what are some hobbies and stuff that you would suggest?
I would suggest, honestly, because for everybody, it'll be unique to them, you know. For instance, I love going to the car wash. It sounds like something a man would do, but I really love going to the car wash. Like, I call it car wash therapy. I like going to the car wash, cleaning the car out, getting between the cracks and crevices of the car seat, making sure all the dust is out, wiping the car down, and stuff like that. It gives me this sense of getting something done, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It helps me feel like I'm not just not doing anything. You know what I'm saying? Because it's one thing when you can't get through and clean up the whole house or something like that. But when your car is dirty too, you're like, man, I'm not
Right.
doing nothing. So, like I said, I feel like it's unique to each and every individual. But for me, I like going to the car wash. That was one of my hobbies, like making sure my car is clean, because at least I feel like I got something done,
I
you
like
know?
that. That's different. I like that.
Yes, for sure. But I feel like a little advice for some moms, find that thing that you like to do. You know what I'm saying? Find what it is that gives you that sense of, oh, this is me. I like doing this. I, in that sense of, I'm not entitled to taking care of my kid all day, you know, to where it makes you like almost dislike being a mom, you know?
Right. Yeah, I like that. We also talked about too going for walks. Going for walks, especially if you have access to somewhere that's surrounded by nature. That nature is really literally medicine. It literally is. It could cure, I feel like, anything.
Exercise too. You'd be
Yes.
surprised what exercise can do. Exercise is literally equivalent to Tylenol, I'm telling you. I am telling you.
And
Exercise is amazing.
I feel like we talked about before talking about prioritizing your basic essential needs, but also prioritizing things outside of your basic essential needs. And prioritizing is to plan. So I feel like if you're planning ahead, you'll see like, okay, I have this block of time every single day that I have free time. So you're going to be more likely to look forward to it. And you know that that set time of day when you plan ahead, okay, this is my time that I have to myself. And you could, maybe you could go for a walk, or you could wake up earlier than the baby and you could read a book that you always wanted to read. You could catch up on that Netflix show. You could do a face mask, paint your toenails.
Yes, for sure.
Yes, I like that.
For sure, yes. And I agree with you on the planning ahead. Ladies, we must plan ahead.
Right, I'll be talking to myself.
For sure, for sure.
Procrastinator at heart.
I agree with you. I bet you was in for a room one when you got your little one that wasn't you. We can now talk about encouraging young moms or moms in general with finding sense of self. I feel like we can all use a little bit of encouragement.
Yes. I'll start off by saying social media is not just a mom's worst enemy, but I feel like everyone's worst enemy. Because think about it like this. You're constantly, people aren't getting on there posting how their water and their light bill got, like, they got cut off. Their lights got cut off for the week. They're posting the best versions of themselves. People are posting vacations. Right. People are posting their engagements, their kids getting straight A's. They're posting the best versions of themselves. And you see that on a daily basis for multiple hours of a day. Then you look at yourself and you're like, dang, like, am I not doing enough as a mom? Which we talked about before, the pressure to overachieve. The pressure to do certain things. Like, I saw this one mom was teaching her babies, all her kids know three languages.
Yeah.
Ever since they were like 2 years old. And I'm like, dang.
Like, I can't even master one.
Right. I'm like, am I not doing enough?
Right,
she got three kids. I'm like, dang, am I not doing enough? But it's like, you don't know the rest of her life. You don't know what else is going on.
Right.
You don't know anything, but her kids know three languages.
So they can know three languages, but be lacking in the narrow area. Yes,
you don't know everyone's true story. But that's why I think social media, as far as being positive and finding your sense of self as a mom, is just not the way to go. You could use social media, but don't let it surround your entire day. If you're sitting down and you have free time, fight the urge and the impulse to go on Instagram or on Facebook. Do something productive or something for yourself. But social media, I don't.
I love that you mentioned that, because ladies, parents in general, we have to protect that thought process. We really have to protect that. And social media is like a gateway to, honestly, the unknown. You can go, you can go off the deep end sometimes if you do not protect your thought process. Stay positive. Stay positive. Reroute your mindset when it start going to the negative side. Just stay positive and protect your thought process. I really like that you brought up that point. I really do.
You mentioned something to me earlier when we were talking the other day about worrying too.
Yeah. Worry doesn't make it better. Whatever it is that you're worried about, whatever it is that's stressing you out, let go.
Yes.
Let God.
If you're stressed,
you don't have to worry.
Yes, because if you're stressed and constantly thinking about the negative, how are you going to take the time to find yourself?
Exactly.
That's just not going to work. You're fixated on one thing, but you're longing for another. You're like, wow, I wish I had more time for myself, but you're stressing about all these other things that are out of your control.
Exactly. And not to mention, when you worry, your child feeds off of that energy. I don't know if any parents experience that, but like when I'm like aggravated and upset about something or frustrated to the point where I'm like, okay, I gotta come back from this, my kid is frustrated too and aggravated too. Like, they be, my son is fidgety or he's like whiny, but then I have to recap, think, and be like, okay, let me breathe through this and let me get him back under control, because he's frustrated because I'm frustrated.
Right. Yeah, I think that's a good one. Try not to worry and try not to stress. I know it's easier said than done. Another one, and this is like a reoccurring theme that we've been talking about, but once again, you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be perfect. Exactly. Get that in your thought process. No person is perfect. Therefore, no mom is going to be perfect. You're not going to be able to keep the house clean, cook a meal all the time, you know, play with your kid, and then be at every practice, do this, do that, start a business, read about God, or get into your spirituality. You're not going to be able to do it all. Right. Prioritize the things that mean most to you. Do those, and then everything else comes after. Sure. So we talked about before, if the dishes are full in the sink, leave the dishes there. They're already all there.
Don't be like me. Do not be like me. If you need help with getting your laundry done, let somebody do it for you. Let someone do it for you. Because honestly, you can't do it all. And for instance, I had a C-section. I'm a single mom. So already in my mind, I'm like, I have to get everything done. And if you're anything like me, you got to get it done now. It's okay to put things off. It's okay to let it go a couple of days. It's okay to gather your thoughts to be able to get things together. Because when you wear yourself out, you got to remember, you could be in the hospital with your baby, but your baby cannot be in the hospital with you. Right. And if you are going through this during times of COVID or something like that, you do not want to have to put yourself in a predicament where you cannot be around your child, because that'll be the icing on the cake.
Right. Right. With you in your C-section incision, or like we talked about, lack of sleep can put you in the hospital, lack of water, dehydration, you're not drinking. So yes, I think, like you said, ask for help.
For sure.
But that is it for today's episode about finding sense of self as a mom. We will see you guys next Monday at 5. Hey, it's Avery. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. Next week's episode will be about our labor and delivery experience. You definitely don't want to miss out on that episode. We'll be talking about the good, the bad, and the ugly of giving birth. To make sure you don't miss out on upcoming content, follow our Instagram at Zillennial Moms. We are also open to constructive criticism, feedback, requests, and questions. You could reach us at our email and our Instagram account to do so. A list of platforms our podcast is available on will be included in the description. See you next week!